You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to The Real Short Box. My name is Kevin, and I'm here with my co-host and co-conspirators, Donald, the Deliverer.
Sup?
The Sensational One.
Yo.
Big Sal, the man who drops rhymes and bars like no other. Huh. And of course, last but not least, Evan, the carpenter with the best hands in America.
You know that from experience, Kevin.
Polishing them poles, huh?
Kevin hasn't had any complaints.
See, I can rub my tummy and pat my head at the same time.
Well, gentlemen, looks like we're going to discuss comic book Fight Club. Is that what we're going to engage in?
Comic book Fight Club, dude. Yeah. Kind of like basically like we used to do with the Superhero Smackdown, but like more abridged.
More abridged.
So just like who would win and why and how could the other one win? So kind of like that. So Evan brought up a good one. We were talking about like Swamp Thing. I threw that out and I was like Swamp Thing because you said Groot. And I was like Swamp Thing could fight Groot. Yeah, you know, because they're both like plant-based and stuff, which is would be cool. But then Evan threw out Poison Ivy. And I thought, oh, that's a good one because Poison Ivy is in touch with the elements as well, you know, with Earth and stuff. So she would be a good counter to Swamp Thing, especially if she got more powerful, which she does in some of the comic books and through time. Like she gets to be basically an Omega level. Ooh. So it's kind of like when Bobby from Iceman became an Omega level mutant, you know, he was basically a frost giant, but was unmatchable powers.
Yeah. Right.
So like, what would you do if you had Swamp Thing go up against Poison Ivy? How could Swamp Thing win and how could Poison Ivy win?
Well, I think Swamp Thing pretty much takes it 9.5 times out of 10, unless...
Because he's a guy? Is that why?
Oh. That's totally why. And but no, unless Poison Ivy seriously buffed, there's no chance.
Really. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Poison Ivy, I think you're 100% correct. Like right now,
could be based interesting on, if she had some time to prep.
Yeah, based on Poison Ivy's like power set right now, Swamp Thing would take her because she uses the elements, you know, in her environment and the Earth. He is the Earth. Mm-hmm. He is part of the Parliament of Trees. He is part of the Earth itself. So,
what is it that he always says? The Earth or the something? He's connected.
He says, "Swamp Thing, Mistress of the Elements." I don't think. Never mind. That's
Storm. No, but he's always like connect. He has a connection. He refers to his connection as something, you know, to the Earth.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it is. But
he's
like,
tethered to the Earth. I can't remember what it is either.
Yeah, I know. That's his whole like mythology and. Is based around now.
Yeah. And it makes sense. He's a cool character. I also think that Man-Thing would put up a hell of a fight. I think ultimately he would lose too. I think Groot
could put
a pretty good fight, but he would go down pretty quick. I think Poison Ivy would...
Isn't Groot restricted to just himself?
Technically, no. Not if you're reading the new Guardians of the Galaxy series. Where Groot Fall is happening right now, he's a planet destroyer.
Really?
He's strong enough now that he can destroy planets. Like, he's not a good person anymore. Or thing. They haven't really gotten into it too far in. They're only in the third issue.
Like how tree root can split a rock?
Yes. Exactly. Exactly what they're doing. Like, he's going, and it showed him, like, coming out of, like, roots coming out of people's mouths and their eye sockets and shit. Like, Groot's no joke now. So, he could put up a hell of a fight.
So, Groot, they made Groot into Swamp Thing, then.
I think Marvel realizes that Man-Thing's never going to be Swamp Thing. He's cute.
He's not Swamp Thing, but he is the next.
What I'm saying is they essentially are still going towards the Swamp Thing model as opposed to making him his own thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looks like they're doing, but I could be wrong, you know. I would be interested to see him hit up Ego and see what would happen. Like, if he's going to, like, root all the way through into his, like, his... planet brain and explode him from the inside out. That would be sick to see.
That'd be a good matchup then, Groot, the planet killer versus.
Well, that
Ego.
Is the case. I would like to see what he does to somebody like Darkseid, because you know Darkseid's old. Like, remember that issue of Justice League where they got into Darkseid's brain through the little light beam, right, that goes into it.
Oh.
You don't remember the Grant Morrison?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay.
Was it Adam that did it?
Yes.
Nice. Of course.
So basically it would be the same kind of thing. You know, it just roots it. Like, you can get
time. Well, they could also use the microscopic virus or bacteria Green Lantern, right? Wasn't there one that was...
He
was a virus or just microscopic.
Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah. Like, they could use him. And I think that was Moore, I think, that did that. Alan Moore maybe did that and created that character. They could do that too. And that character could maybe take down Swamp Thing too, actually. Interestingly enough.
You know who also could take down Swamp Thing?
Who?
Horsefire.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
So basically, Smokey the Bear.
No, you'd have to engulf the whole earth.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have to be basically an elemental, you know?
Couldn't Poison Ivy get
Human Torch
in control of Swamp Thing? Because, you know, she does have her own plants. And if Swamp Thing was to fight her with her own plants.
That's a good question.
What if, like, you know, she implants something on the hand that poisoned his nervous system and.
I think that his power overcomes her power. I think that he would take control of her plant.
He's of the green.
She uses her.
There you go. That's what it was. The green.
Oh, the green, the red, the rot. Okay. I see what you're trying to say. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Yeah. We think Swamp Thing would take it overall, but there'd be some good fights. Let's throw out another one. Anybody thinking of anything?
How about, I've mentioned this before we started recording, I always wanted to see this, Dr. Doom versus Lex Luthor.
I don't get this one at all. The last 2 seconds. Lex Luthor's smart, but he's no Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
He doesn't have
No, and he's not. He doesn't what has use Lex mysticism Luthor, or anything.
What has Lex Luthor
he's like a fucking joke.
Accomplished?
Are you fucking joking me right now?
That... matches.
I think Lex Luthor has some pretty good resources.
I mean, to take on Iron Man, Tony Stark, great. But Dr. fucking Doom?
I'm just saying, like...
Yes, I agree that Dr. Doom would ultimately win, but I think Lex Luthor would put up some kind of good fight.
He would figure out, like, an advanced safe room and hide in there and, like, create a bunch of traps for Doom, but I think Doom's just way too smart.
How many times has Doom defeated...
Mr. Fantastic.
Not just him, but, you know, the Avengers and the X-Men.
He became a god.
Yeah.
There's no
How many god times has Lex Luthor defeated god the Justice less. League?
Closest he got was being president.
Yeah.
This ain't
even and he got us into a never-ending war.
Yeah, we got to throw this one out.
Fine.
What? I didn't like God Doom, though.
No. Well, I mean, yeah. Who wrote that? That was
a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
Well, that's the case, then. What about Dr. Doom versus Darkseid?
And we're not doing Dr. Doom anymore. Stop it. So enough.
I think Darkseid takes him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's
Magneto versus Dr. Doom.
Just Omega beams him and then runs. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
That's a good point.
Actually, that's not a bad matchup. Magneto versus Dr. Doom.
Magneto could totally freaking crush Dr. Doom.
Well, Dr. Doom doesn't have to use a metal or anything.
He's got that metal mask.
Yeah, he doesn't have to wear it.
But the thing is, you can magnetize stuff, so...
Yeah.
Magneto can reverse.
He can use magic to make whatever he's wearing impenetrable by any type of power like that. Doom would still take it.
I don't know, man.
I love Magneto, but I think Doom would still take it.
Yeah.
He would have to magically unmagnetize his shit real quick.
Well, no, he did. He just had to
or
be
else
prepared.
Just.
I'm talking if he has like a moment's preparation, you know?
Rutched.
How about Black Widow versus Elektra?
Ooh, that's tough. I would probably give it. Shit, I don't know.
I'd give it to Black Widow.
I would give it to Elektra.
I would agree.
I would give it to Elektra.
I'd probably go Black Widow too.
She has higher level training.
I think she only wins if she has the element of surprise.
They both have died and come back, so you know.
Doesn't everybody always win if they have the element of surprise?
Yeah, it's like Batman. How many hours does he have to prep? You know,
or
what about G.I. Joe's Storm Shadow
versus Doctor Doom?
No, versus Elektra. No, versus Elektra.
Destro versus.
He's so done with you, Kev. If I hear Doctor Doom one more time,
he's really
the time. I got. How about Perry White versus Doctor
Doom? Yeah.
All right, no bullying, Kevin.
He rolls up the newspaper.
All right, okay. On that note, Perry White versus J. Jonah Jameson.
Ooh. I'll give it to J. Jonah Jameson. He'll burn him with his cigar.
Yeah.
I don't know. Perry White's got some moxie, man. He's a tough old dude. I'd give it to Perry.
Yeah. Both got moxie.
Yeah, but I think what always has done in J. Jonah Jameson is his anger and his irrational thought process.
He always, don't forget, he always gets made a fool by Spider-Man because of that.
He can't keep his cool. Yeah, Perry White, always cool under pressure. Guy's amazing. Perry White, hands down. The more we talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might be able to take him.
I'd give it to Mr. Yeah,
he's got the right. He just writes some tabloids about him.
Right, yeah.
Doom's a pansy.
Yeah. Doom's upset.
He makes fake news.
Yeah. Doom is crying.
Well, what if he just like makes newspaper articles and says Doom loses to White?
Yeah. And then, like, sends him to him every day.
Yeah. And everybody just believes it, you know.
White Doom dominates.
And they
Doom.
Find Doom, and he's like starved to death because his tears rusted fast and he couldn't open it to eat.
Yeah. He didn't have a cabin to lick.
Yeah, to lick his tears. Taste his tears. Kevin.
How about the Battle of the Bow and Arrows?
Green Arrow versus Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so I've thought about this over and over and over and over and over again throughout many, 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 many years.
Nerd!
And I think that, I think again, it comes down to like attitude, and I'm going to give it to Green Arrow. Mm. I think Green Arrow is more cool under pressure than Hawkeye.
I'm just going to say this. I think Green Arrow has more feats than Hawkeye.
What do you mean by feats?
Like,
he's 4 feet.
Oh, you mean that he's taller?
No, like who he's defeated or who he's helped defeat. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Feats. He took down Deathstroke.
Yeah.
That's a fucking takedown.
That's because he stabbed him.
I know, but Deathstroke took every other Justice Leaguer out in Green Arrow, beat him. Because he was the guy willing to go that extra step, if you think about it. Even, didn't he do it? Wasn't he the one that shot Parallax, Hal Jordan, like through the heart or some shit to kill him?
Yeah.
To like end all the madness. And that's his best fucking friend. And he did that.
Yeah.
Hawkeye wouldn't do that. He would be like, I can't kill my friend. He would try to find a way to stop that. Green Arrow would be like, well, no other way.
He would grab, you know, Black
Cold as ice, man.
Come back to me.
Like Infinity War.
Some bitch came back from the dead. He exploded in a was it a helicopter or a plane?
Yes.
Right in front of Superman. And was then years later, came back from the dead.
That cover implied that Superman was in the plane as it exploded.
Yeah.
And because he's Superman, he's the only thing that survived in it. That's what that cover implies to me.
Yeah. Well, he could have just lasered off his arm, because I think it was his hand that was stuck in there, right?
Mm.
And he pulled his hand out and it exploded or some shit. He could have just lasered it off and flew him out at high speed. But
no. Well, speaking of Superman, what about Superman versus Thor?
Superman. Every time.
Yeah, with the magic and the
power.
That super speed of Superman just defeats anything that anything that Mjolnir has.
Yeah.
What about any advantage?
Thor could call down the lightning, but Superman's faster than lightning. I mean, he's faster than the speed of light. He's faster than lightning.
What about Odin? No, he's not.
Yes,
Superman's not.
Oh, yeah. Good question. Odin. Odin almost beat the Flash in a race.
Almost. He's not.
Almost. Well, you only see Thor doing that.
All right, what about Odin Force? True. Odin versus Superman. Thor.
Still Superman.
Mm-hmm. You can overcome the Odin Force.
Yeah.
I don't think... Is there any evidence of Superman going fast enough to go back in time?
Yeah.
Pre-crisis.
Superman.
Pre-crisis, but two. Not...
He made the planet go reverse.
Or was it Superman 1? It was the first Superman. Yeah.
In comics, sorry.
Go backwards.
Also in 2...
They did that in the comics.
In Richard Donner director's cut as well.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Is there anything else that he needs to do so to run the S thing?
Yeah, do I have to prove that Superman is superior in every single way?
No, in comics. Modern comics that came out fucking last week.
Does Thor have laser eyes? No.
Was he drinking beer?
No.
Did he have a Modelo?
Super hairy? No. He is a hammer. Like a hammer. Done. Thor's done.
Let's buy him a couple beers.
Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an easy way to do it.
Oh, I got one for you. This is close to your heart. Spider-Man versus Blue Beetle.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, come on. What is Blue Beetle going to
do? You're talking about Ted Kord, right? Yes. So Peter Parker versus Ted Kord is going to be Peter Parker. Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Kord has no powers. I mean, he's basically Batman, don't get me wrong.
He's intellectual. He's very intellectual.
But he's a a kinder Batman. You know what I'm saying? So he might hesitate where Batman would not. And that's where Peter would take advantage of the situation.
What about Adam versus Ant-Man?
Adam.
Adam?
Yeah. Yeah. Ray Palmer's more intelligent, I would say. If you're talking about...
Or what about Hank Pym?
Not Hank Pym. Pym. If you're talking about...
Scott Lang.
Scott Lang, yeah. Then definitely Adam. But
Hank, but Pym...
In the Adam... Palmer maybe versus, Hank.
Palmer versus Pym. Remember, Palmer versus Pym.
Again.
Does Palmer have... I know he has the quartz, right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a suit. Not like the way Ant-Man has a suit.
No.
So...
Right.
So I don't... I think, technically speaking, the Adam...
Mm-hmm.
Does not require the same level of worry about a regulator and all that kind of crap.
It's true. That is very true.
Yeah. Well, so wasn't that the opposite in the show? Didn't he actually rely on an Iron Man type of suit?
That was a show.
Yeah.
Show?
Plus, in like Pym,
they made him Iron Man.
Again, Pym's hot-headed. He's quick to anger, and Palmer's not. So you have that didactomy. So, yeah, probably Palmer would take it the Adam. The problem is that when you compare DC to Marvel all the time, these characters, DC's way overpowered.
Generally speaking,
Marvel's not. Well, on top of that,
I don't think, other than the movies, they never had the Atom going down, Ant-Man going down that small. He was always just, size of an ant.
Yeah.
Whereas the Atom was always going into...
If you want to say like Atom or Ant-Man versus Doll-Man, well, then probably either one of them, because Doll-Man can only go down to the size of a little doll.
So
1940s were a different era.
Yeah.
How about, the Battle of the Super Soldiers, Captain America versus
Deathstroke? American Patriot?
Versus Deathstroke?
Yeah.
Oh, Deathstroke.
Really?
Yeah.
Deathstroke does have the intelligence advantage.
Uses all of his brain, pretty much. Captain America does not. Captain America has the might of America behind him. Nobody gives a shit. Let's be realistic.
Uncle Sam would care.
Uncle Sam gets his powers from patriotism. He's pretty fucking weak.
In Texas.
Yeah, he's pretty weak. Like, he's meek. He's feeble. Like Uncle Sam, like in real life, he would be dead in no time. But if you're talking like, in the comic books and the sentimentality behind that and shit, particularly in the 40s, that's when Uncle Sam was at his all-time
strength. But what if you start singing the national anthem with pride?
Oh, sure, maybe. Yeah.
Would empower him up?
We're talking Deathstroke versus Captain America.
Are we talking the ending of Ghostbusters 2 here?
Deathstroke's going to disarm him. He's going to get that shield off of him. And then it's just going to be hand-to-hand, basically. Mm-hmm. Deathstroke has a healing factor. Does Captain America have a healing factor?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, it's not as potent
as
Wolverine.
Yeah, no.
But he still has his stamina is still up there with Deathstroke.
If I recall, drugs took him out very easily.
Drugs?
Captain America in the comic books. Yeah, Streets of Poison. He got a little drugs in his system, and he was fucked.
Okay.
Deathstroke don't care.
Just a little bit of drugs danger.
He loves it.
Oh, well, man. I think the biggest problem for Deathstroke is that Captain America is superior hand-to-hand combat.
I disagree.
I don't.
You think Captain America is better in hand-to-hand combat than Deathstroke?
Yeah.
Deathstroke, the guy that calls himself Deathstroke the Terminator, mm-hmm. who's also known worldwide as Deathstroke the Terminator.
He seems
not Deathstroke the Light of America or the Sentinel of Liberty. He's Deathstroke the Terminator.
Yeah, who roundly gets beaten by Batman and stuff like that.
Yeah, but Batman
would Cap.
No.
Ooh. Batman could easily take Captain America.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I do.
100%. You mean in a shitty way they did in prep versus DC?
In a cage fight?
No, not that.
I doubt it.
So you're telling me if they're, shirtless.
I don't know.
Bruce has been trained in UFC style arts. In a cage.
Cap has not. Has he?
Cap's an exceptional fighter, and he has the super soldier serum. So Batman.
Yeah. So he's strong.
Could break his hand.
Salmon is a big deal in the fight. Batman. If you watch enough MMA, they get burned out after the first 2 minutes.
That'd be hard press. Okay, so maybe Cap could take Batman. Let's say probably about 60% of the time you put them together. The other 40, Batman's going to take.
Speaking of which, Winter Soldier versus Red Hood.
But I still don't think Deathstroke would lose to Cap. Like 100%, I don't believe it. But that's just my opinion.
And that's why we're here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Winter Soldier versus Red Hood.
Ooh.
Winter Soldier.
You give it to Winter Soldier?
Yeah. Red Hood's, he's an acrobat. you know, and he's got a sassy attitude.
He's an acrobat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless he knew the secret about the Winter Soldier's arm.
No, he was. He was an acrobat.
And how it falls off.
Hmm. They retconned it afterwards to make him a street urchin. But
yeah, it's not a very good fight just because it's pretty clear. At least to me. Yeah, I mean, sure, it'd be great.
What about Azrael versus Winter Soldier?
That would be great. I would love to see that. Actually,
flames.
Yeah, no, I mean Azrael with his sword and shit. I would give to Azrael.
Okay.
Like, I mean, he basically beat the shit out of Bruce. I mean, he put it to Bruce. He put it to Bane. Azrael, you don't fuck around with, John Paul Valley?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't mess with him.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, he's tough. That's a good choice, Kevin, because he's tough as hell.
Well, then how about Dick Grayson versus Bucky?
So Nightwing versus Bucky?
No.
Dick Grayson.
Robin, like old school Robin versus old school Bucky.
Dick Grayson versus teenage Bucky.
Bucky.
Keep in mind, they retconned Bucky to be an actual soldier.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I would say probably Grayson. I mean, he was on a team with the Teen Titans and shit, right? So he had a lot of practice.
Let me amend that. Golden Age, Dick Grayson, and Golden Age Bucky.
I don't know. I think that would be a 50-50 shot. Yeah. I think half time one would take it, half time the other would take it. Yeah. All right. Any other ones that we want to throw out real quick before we wrap this up for everybody?
Wonder Woman versus Scarlet Witch.
How about
Jesus. Jesus.
Scarlet Witch made all the mutants basically not be able to like reproduce or create, and Scarlet Witch is like way too powerful for Wonder Woman. I'm sorry. She's done.
Magneto had to kill her.
Yeah.
To save the world.
How about Bill Murray versus Chevy Chase?
Bill Murray.
Yeah. Even now. Bill Murray then, Bill Murray now.
Yeah, I agree.
I know why you're saying that, because I have Chevy Chase on my shirt.
Yeah. Michael Keaton.
But I would go with the other two that's on my shirt, Martin Short and Steve Martin.
I don't think they know how to fight.
I think they fight with their words, and they're hilarious.
Michael Keaton versus Christian Bale.
Michael Keaton. Yeah, absolutely.
I already told you, Christian Bale was a horrible Batman actor.
You know what? I watch that Flash movie. We all know that like Ben Affleck's in there, right?
Yeah.
Like, we all know that. He's pretty badass.
Yeah, like telling
me, he was not a bad.
Yeah, like Ben Affleck.
He's a good Batman.
Movie. Yeah, he got saddled with bad Batman movie stuff, but he's great. He's great in this.
It's like I told Showtime, dude. Ben Affleck is the closest thing as a Batman.
The physicality
in the comic books.
Yeah, the physicality. Mm-hmm.
You see the martial arts. You see him. You know,
you see big old thick ass tall Ben Affleck Batman coming at you. You run like hell.
Yeah,
you know.
Like, Ben Affleck's my height. He's 6'2".
No, he's taller than that. He's
6'4".
Yep.
He's no joke.
I saw him in person. Like, I saw him in person one time.
He's a brute in that costume.
Yeah.
And he looks even more.
And he went for that Dark Knight's Return, the Dark Knight Return look.
Yeah.
You know what I liked about Affleck's Batman is, you know, when they were doing like him talking and he had like that voice changer, that shit was so badass. Especially the part where he told Superman, "Can you bleed?" And then Superman is just like, whoa, and then flies away. I was like, yo, there's like that right there gave me chills. And I'm like, this is so promising. Even though like a lot of people don't like Batman versus Superman, which is, I understand why, because, you know, like, first of all, like Lex Luthor fucking, you know.
We should have gotten Bizarro, you know, not some genetic Zod, you know, turn him into a freaking.
Doomsday.
It should have been Bizarro instead.
Doomsday did come out too fast, and you know them killing Superman too fast was kind of a dumb move. I'm sorry,
Zod as Bizarro to me would have made more sense.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been dope. Yeah, but like I said, you know, for them to bring out Doomsday too fast to kill off Superman too fast, mm-hmm. that was just a dumb move on their part.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been something else where maybe Zod turned into Brainiac and like the machine, the mother box turned him into like this artificial, you know, alien, You know what I mean? Because you see in the Man of Steel that they're using Brainiac technology. Like, remember where he destroys the world engine? If you pay attention where he destroys the world engine, you see three lights, and it's Brainiac's symbol.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. No, you know? I didn't pay attention to that.
You didn't? No, no dude. Yeah, the world engine is Brainiac's technology.
Actually, that makes sense.
That does make sense. Yeah. It does.
So when they're doing
Zod... Because he's Kryptonian too, technically.
That was my first initial thought when they're like, oh shit, that's Zod. Maybe like a genetic, you know, Brainiac freak where he's just like, he has like that, you know, I'm going to be a collector now. Now I got to capture Kal-El again and then restore whatever, you know. But that's just, you know, like I said, because, you know, I was, you know, paying attention too much to the movie and I've seen it way too many times where I'm like, oh shit, that's Brainiac's symbol. They should have brought in Brainiac before bringing in Doomsday. And then, you know, did you guys like how Darkseid looked?
No. I mean, no.
I didn't like anything about any of those movies.
You didn't like the way Darkseid looked in Zack Snyder's Justice League?
No. Put a shirt on.
Well, that was when he was like, before he became, you know.
Put a mother freaking shirt on.
Zack Snyder's Justice League was better.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, because Josh Whedon, you know, he tried to sabotage it. He tried to sabotage the, you know, to put the Marvel ahead, even though Marvel was already ahead.
So you think he was paid to do that?
I don't know about that because he wasn't working on any Marvel projects. He was kind of done with Marvel.
No, but he was still, you know, Team Marvel, even though he wasn't.
I don't know.
Because if he was, because he did not do Justice League justice.
Or said he should do it because he was his friend or something.
No.
And he did it as a favor, I thought.
Yeah.
Well,
he messed up that movie so bad because...
And he ruined Cyborg's story.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, that's going to be another episode of The Real Short Box. Again, thank you all for tuning in. I'm so sorry. We were getting some deep next level nerd shit happening here at the end. We're going to have to dive into that and do another podcast. But until then, I want to thank Shant. I want to thank Evan. I want to thank Big Sal, Kevin. And of course, I thank myself because I'm awesome. And please find us on Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, TuneIn, you name it, we're on it, YouTube. And, you know, take a look at our sponsors, Splattered Frog and Half's Hot Sauce. Go to their sites, buy some stuff, buy some merch, and support small businesses that support. Podcasts such as ourselves. So with that, if we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at a pugnacious and rambunctious comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.